You're just over here for a visit, are you?
Or are you staying here? And do you intend to stay here?
If you allow me.
But is there any problem about that then?
Yes, because your immigration department is very strict nowadays.
So they only allow you a visitor's permit then?
Yes, I'm a visitor. Although I'm proprietor of so many temples,
yeah.
Still I'm a visitor in my temple.
So you're just a visitor, but you want to stay here?
Huh?
You want to stay here?
Yes.
Permanently?
Can you help me?
I don't know, I'm just a newspaper man.
Then why are you asking?
Well, because I'm interested. I wanted to know whether you would be here just for a visit or whether you were here permanently.
England, especially London, is the most important city in the world. So there are many nice people here. I very much like to talk with them. So if I'm allowed to stay here, I can stay and make friendship with nice people here. That's it.
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
I think you can decline.
July 7th. From India. From India.
From Calcutta.
And you've had this this house since May, is that right?
Since May, yes.
And George Harrison of the Beatles bought this house for you.
Yeah.
How did you get to know George Harrison?
Well, I'm a mendicant. I travel all over the world.
You're a what?
Mendicant.
Yeah.
So, people come to me. That is my profession.
Well, where did you meet Harrison then?
I first met him here.
In London?
Yeah, in London, 1968.
Because he had another guru, didn't he? He had, what was his name? The Maharishna, the old gentleman.
Yes,
with the beard.
He's a good boy. He's searching after some spiritual enlightenment. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, but
he found Krishna consciousness movement as genuine.
So, I'm sorry, when did he say he met Harrison? In 1968. But George Harrison went to India, and he met there, didn't he, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
I do not know that, but I've heard it.
You've heard it? Yeah. He's the gentleman with a big beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it that he got, I mean, if he had one Maharishi guru, whatever you call yourselves, if he had one, why does he need two?
Well, guru, you can make many for learning many things.
Yeah.
But you can stick to one. Just like in the Western countries, the girls, they meet many boys. At last, she selects one.
Did he give this house to you?
Yes.
Do you pay anything for it at all?
Huh?
Do you pay him anything for it at all?
Well, where is money? I shall pay.
Sorry?
Where is money? I shall pay.
When you get it, you'll pay for it, will you?
No.
Where is the money?
You ask me whether I paid anything.
Yeah.
But where is my money?
Haven't you got any?
Doesn't have any.
No. I am a mendicant.
So you live here, this is a, is it right, 55 rooms in this place? 55?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with them all?
Oh, you are welcome. Come and live with us.
Well, how many people live here now?
About 50 people. Not less than.
50 people living here. That's ladies and...
Ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies separately, yeah. Gentlemen separately.
And what did they do all day?
Yes, they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes. And yeah. Eating prasadam, foodstuff offered to Krishna.
And eating what?
Prasadam. Prasadam. P-R-A-S-A.
P-R-A-S-A.
D-A-M.
D-A-M.
Prasadam. It's a spiritual food, or food offered to Krishna.
What's spirit, what is it, spiritual food?
It is all vegetarian foodstuffs prepared and then offered to Krishna. It becomes spiritual. It's called prasadam.
You can say that we don't eat
yes,
meat.
Yes, we don't. We follow four principles very strictly. We, all our students, they do not eat any meat, fish, or eggs. That means they don't kill animals, no meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxicants. They take not even tea or cigarettes or coffee. No tea, coffee,
tea,
cigarettes, nothing,
tea,
no
cigarettes.
Intoxication.
Yeah, or coffee. Yeah.
And they have no illicit sex life.
Yeah.
And they don't gamble. No gambling. These are four restrictions.
Now, some of your young men are getting the hall ready for a temple. Is that right? I just saw them.
They're preparing the hall downstairs
yes,
for
a temple. That will be used for temple.
Yeah.
Wherever you stay, that is a temple.
Yes. Yeah.
We have got so many temples. This is the picture of our Los Angeles temple.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the 21st of this month, 21st and 22nd, there will be a big ceremony, an installation, deity installation ceremony. I think it mentions in your...
Yeah. But apart from eating and chanting, what else do you do here? You sleep in the afternoons, do you?
No, we have got so many books. There is class. We have got sewing the books.
But you sleep in the afternoon, do you? I'm told you've just woken up. Is that right?
Yes, I don't sleep at night. I sleep sometimes in daytime.
What do you do at night then?
I write books.
He writes these books. Prabhupada has written more than 15 big books like this. You can look at them.
You can note down my book. Yeah. That's selling me.
Like to have a look at it.
Yeah. And do your people go up to the West End chanting and collecting money? Do they go from here? Are they the people that one sees in the West End?
Yes.
Yeah.
Collecting money by selling books.
Yeah, these are the people that one sees in Oxford Street.
Yes.
And they come from here.
We also have a centre there in the West End.
Yeah. You've got 50 people here. How many? What sort of are they?
They go with books.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
And they chant, and anyone likes, he can purchase our books.
Yeah.
Our main source of income is by selling books. All over the world, we are selling books, about 300 dollars per day.
Yeah.
In our center, yes.
All center.
Yeah. How much do you need to keep this place going? I mean, how do you live here? How much money do you need a week to keep this?
That I don't keep account, he knows.
Yeah.
How much do you want?
At least £100 each week.
£100.
Do you get £100 each week?
Yes.
Where from?
Well, we have the dislike of Swiss investors claiming about selling books. And
you get £100 a week selling books.
Well, some people make donations also.
Yeah.
We have programs to raise money.
We have no fixed source of income. We have no fixed source of income.
Yeah.
But we depend on Krishna.
You're not as rich as the Divine Light Church or the little guru,
Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. Well, it's enough. We are as rich as Guru Maharaj.
I do not know about much about him.
We don't.
Do you know anything about him?
Well, I know he has a very expensive motor car. And, do you have a very expensive motor car?
No.
No. But see, our expenditure is sit down on the floor and lie down on this floor. You are experiencing how we are luxurious. We cannot offer even a chair.
Yeah.
This is our position.
That's because you don't want chairs though, isn't it? That's because you don't want to have chairs, not because you can't afford
no,
a chair.
No, if you offer me a chair, I can sit down.
Yes, but you'd be happier sitting
There is a chair.
why do you need a 55-room mansion to carry out your work?
Because God has given. Otherwise we can lie down on the street. We don't deny. If you offer me another house, I can accept it.
How often do you see George?
How often he comes here?
Since I've come, he has come here twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Just twice?
Yeah.
You arrived in July, didn't he?
Yeah.
July the 7th, did we say?
Mm-hmm.
He comes along with his friends.
And what does he do?
He sings.
He what?
He's a musician, he sings. He glorifies Krishna. His recent record, he has glorified Krishna by Krishna's grace.
What do you think of him as a sitar player?
Oh, you are not very much concerned with sitar players. We are concerned with the devotees.
I didn't mean that frivolously. I meant, what do you think of him as a sitar player? I understand he does play the sitar.
He has not played anything before me.
Not for you.
But I know that he's a good musician, that's all.
Yeah.
But he has not played anything before me. When he comes, he talks with me, that's all.
What about?
About this Krishna.
Yeah. You say you don't smoke cigarettes. Do you smoke anything else?
No pot. We don't even drink Pepsi Cola.
No intoxication.
Why is that?
Because we don't take anything which is not necessary for maintaining the body and soul together. We simply take what's required.
We want to live very plain and simple life.
You don't take anything that what? That doesn't require what?
That isn't required to keep body and soul together.
We want to live very simple, plain living, high thinking.
But I am surprised. Why didn't you ask anything about our philosophy? You are asking about
ordinary.
I'm coming to that.
You see,
that is the most important thing.
Yes, we want to take things as we get them.
These are ordinary things. Either you sit on a chair or on the floor, it doesn't matter.
It can be uncomfortable sitting on the floor if you're not used to sitting on the floor.
No, we are very comfortable.
I can go into a Japanese restaurant, they say, please would you sit on the floor? And I said, no, I don't want to sit on the floor. I'm very uncomfortable having my meal and sitting here for 2 hours. No,
those are uncomfortable.
So I go to
we offer in chair.
I go to a part of the restaurant where they have a chair, then I'm comfortable.
Oh yes, you must sit comfortably.
Yeah.
So we ask gentleman who comes here, if you want chair, if he says, yes, that would be nice, I will give him chair.
Yeah.
See, if you want chair, I can give you.
Oh no, I'm moving around all the time, you see.
It says on this little thing, I don't know who wrote it, what's this?
Shyamasundar.
It says here that George comes twice a week, is that right, or twice, or has he only been here twice? Twice a week, or does he come twice?
Okay. He has come twice, sometimes twice.
Shyamasundar many times a week.
Oh, he sees Shyamasundar many times.
Shyamasundar saw him last few days, saw him today, yesterday.
What
actually, Shyamasundar, that's Shyamasundar, has induced George to take some interest in our society. He's friend. So George may come and see him twice in a week.
So you could live, you talk about wanting to live simply, you could live simply in an ordinary house, not, you don't necessarily need a 55-bedroom house.
No, if you offer, why shall I deny it? Yes.
Why should you?
You, just like George has given us this house, similarly, if you give us a house, 155 rooms, we shall accept immediately. Mm. And we shall utilize it properly.
Yeah.
Not that we are neglecting, we are keeping, just see, we are keeping this room very nicely, neat and clean. People come and sit down.
Were you surprised when he bought it for you?
Yes.
Had he met you?
He has paid £200,000 for this house.
He's paid £220,000?
Yes. Repairing. Repairing charges.
Sorry?
£220,000. When did you know that he bought it? Did he write to you in India and tell you, or how did you know?
No, Shamsundar talked with him.
Shamsundar is George's close friend. So it was arranged between Shamsundar and George.
Then they told
Srila Prabhupada later on.
Yeah, and this is why he came over to England, because he had this center.
You have seen our London center?
No, I haven't.
That is a very, very small house, although it is 5-story. Yeah. That was not suitable.
Where is that?
Seven Berry Place. Moulsbury.
B-U-R-Y.
Right behind the British Museum.
Why? That only had how many rooms?
Maybe 15.
15? No, not so. Maybe
2 rooms or
12. Not more than 10 rooms.
10 rooms, but very small rooms.
And that wasn't very suitable?
Not suitable. We were about more than 50 devotees.
67
devotees. So, we wanted a bigger place, so Shamsundar told George that if he can give us some money, we can purchase. So he has purchased without taking any of our money.
Without taking any?
Our money.
Of our money.
Yeah. But we have no money.
How many people belong to your sect in Britain? I mean, not just the 50 here, are there others?
Yes, we have got other centres in Edinburgh, Glasgow, and Birmingham, Dublin, and what other places?
Notting Hill Gate in London, no?
Yeah.
Well, how many followers do you have?
Many followers. At least 50 men, not less than 25 in each centre.
My arithmetic's not very good. How many centers have you got?
About half a dozen.
Six.
So six centers and 50 men in each?
No, not less than 25.
Not less than 25, so 6 fives are 30, 2 6 12. That's 150.
Approximately.
About 150 members of your sect?
Yeah.
In Britain?
In Great Britain, yes.
So far?
No, we have got this leg. George does not live with us, but he is also one of them.
Oh, I see, yeah. These are the people that live with you.
Living, but there are many others who are living outside. You can take photograph of our temple down.
Oh, it's not the temple you were preparing, you mean? Downstairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the 22nd August it will be regular temple.
Have you applied to the Home Office to stay here?
No.
Have you applied for permission to stay?
No. I'm going day after tomorrow to Paris.
Yeah.
Then I'll come back again during the ceremony.
Yeah.
In this way I am coming, going. I have got so many centers, I have to visit and see how things are going on.
But you're going to, this will be your headquarters, will it?
Yes, in Europe it will be my headquarters.
Is it?
Just like in America I've got my headquarters, Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah. In India I've got my headquarters, Mayapur.
Yeah, this letter we had talks about people like Peter Sellers, Donovan, Allen Ginsberg, aging seeker.
Allen Ginsberg came here. He comes to see me.
What about Peter Sellers?
He's coming tomorrow.
He sees Samson.
He's seen Samson. He was staying with some of our devotees in Mexico for the last 2 weeks.
Lord Brockway came to see me the other day. Lord Pennant back Brockway. Sir Alistair Hardy. He likes our movement.
Who? Lord Brockway came to see him?
Yes. Yeah. And what is it? The professors? Sir
Alistair. Sir Alistair Hardy from Oxford University.
He also came. And that editor, many gentlemen come.
John Papu.
Yeah. Who?
John Papu, the resurgence.
No, but what about people like Graham Hill?
Yes, he was here about 10 days ago.
Well, what do these people do?
They talk about our philosophy. That's why I was asking, why didn't you talk about philosophy?
Graham Hill came. So all these, Sir Alistair Hardy, the bishops of Kingston and Southwark. Have you seen them?
They're to come in the future.
Oh, they're coming in the future.
After Srila Prabhupada returns from Paris.
And Dr. Ramsey, the Archbishop.
Yes.
Is he coming?
After Paris.
Dr.
Ramsey? In Paris, the assistant mayor will give you an official reception to the city in the city hall when you come there on the 10th, on the 9th rather.
What about Dr. Arnold Toynbee? Has he been there?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I saw him.
Prabhupada went to visit him. Yes. Mr. Toynbee is very, he can't move around very much, so Prabhupada went to visit him.
Yeah. How did they get to know about your movement? How do these people, Graham Hill and Peter Sellers, and how do you think they get to know about you?
How did you? What?
We are propagating. All the devotees propagate.
You see, any movement, if it is approved by the leading men of the society, it gets the standard. Our movement is very scientific. Therefore, we want the leading men, just like you are a journalist, we wish that you also try to understand how important this movement is. And if you think that actually it is important, you should help us in preparation. That is our motto.
Yeah. So the bishops of Southwark have got to come. They're coming. Dr. Ramsey's coming. Have you had any... do you write to Dr. Ramsey, the Archbishop of Canterbury, or...?
No, I don't write. My assistant, they arrange materials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am...
He's going to come to see
Yes.
Calling. Yeah. How do you know that?
Well, one boy is arranging all these meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, apart from eating and chanting, you must meditate too, do you hear? Do you spend your time meditating?
Meditate? Do you know what is meditation?
Well, it's deep thought, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are always in meditation.
You're always in meditation.
Because you are thinking of Krishna.
Yeah.
Not that we meditate for 5 minutes and do nonsense 24 hours. Not like that.
Yeah.
We meditate 24 hours.
Yeah. All the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is our business. You don't make, this time you are for meditation and this time is for slaughtering animals.
Yeah.
We have no such thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
We meditate 24 hours. That is our prayer. Kirtaniya sada hari.
What about prayer? How much time do you spend in prayer?
Yes. Prayer is also meditation.
Yeah. How much time do you spend in?
Our meditation is 24 hours in varieties of occupation.
Yeah.
We are meditating chanting, we are meditating dancing, we are meditating eating, we are meditating preaching, we are meditating writing,
yeah.
We are meditating reading,
yeah.
We are meditating singing. So, these so-called meditators, they close their eyes and sleep for some time. Not like that. We have got our occupation, varieties. But each occupation is meditation.
Yeah. But you get up at 4:30 apparently. It all starts at 4:30,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Mangalarati. Mangalarati. Offering aratri. Reception to the Lord.
This is
the
ceremony.
Lord.
Yeah. 4:30.
Yeah.
And all 50 of you up at that time, eh?
Oh, before then actually.
Yeah.
3:30, 4.
Yeah.
Ceremony is at 4:30.
What time do you go to bed to sleep?
So 9:30. 10.
10.
6 hours sleeping.
Do you say you have a sort of lifestyle comparison with monks in the monastery? Early rising and busy day and
yes.
Early to bed?
Yes.
Similar.
Rise early is very important.
Now what about your philosophy then? What is your philosophy? Let's talk about philosophy.
Our philosophy is, this is God creation. Everything, what you see, that is God's creation.
Yeah.
And He has created this cosmic manifestation with a purpose.
Yeah.
As everyone creates something with a purpose, not whimsical.
Yeah.
So, we living entities, we are also one of the creation of God.
Yeah.
So our business is to understand what is God, what is our relationship with Him, and act accordingly. That is our constitutional position.
What does that in fact mean in practice? How do you act accordingly in
yes.
practice?
Just like we are acting, we are rising early in the morning, we are offering reception to God, and we are chanting His glories, we are reading about His activities. So this is our understanding what is God.
Yeah.
And then we are trying, people have forgotten God, they have become animals. They are interested simply eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. This is animal life. Animal has no other business than these four types of activities.
Sleeping.
How do we eat? Animal.
Eating, sleeping, defending.
Yes.
Eating.
Animal eats. Animal sleeps. Animals have sex life. And animal also defend from enemies. So human beings at the present moment, they are also engaged in eating, how to eat,
yeah.
Economic condition, developing, how to sleep, big skyscraper building, and how to have sex life, freedom of boys and girls, just like hippies, sex life without any restriction. Like cats and dogs. So, defending also, you might have discovered atomic bomb, another scientific method for defense. That is defense only. But these business are there in animals also. So what is the special business of human being? Can you tell me?
So
these four businesses.
Yeah.
Eating, sleeping, enjoy sex life, and make defense false. So these four things are done by the animals.
Yeah.
So you also do in a different way, in a scientific way. But the business is the same.
So what do? You eat and sleep, so what else do you do?
You have not yet marked. Our only eating, sleeping, everything is for God.
Yeah, but what else?
That is the difference.
Yeah, but I mean...
No, what else we are doing? Nothing else. What you are doing, what we are also doing that. You are sleeping, we are sleeping. We are eating, we are eating.
Yeah, that's...
So our business special is, whatever we do, that is to understand God. Yeah. That is the difference.
Yeah. But do you... You don't ban sex here, do you? I mean, do you ban sex here?
Why? We have got, he's Grihastha, this boy, he's writing notes. He has got his wife.
His wife is here?
Yeah. We have got separate department for Grihasthas,
yeah, so
householder.
So sex isn't banned?
Sex is allowed.
Sex
in marriage life.
Yeah.
Not outside.
Yeah. So the only thing then that you're not doing, that man is doing, is defending.
No, you have defense also. Suppose if you come to attack, I shall kill you immediately.
Yeah. Well, then I don't see that...
Why you are surprised? Suppose you come to kill me or set fire in my house, I shall immediately kill you. That is defense. If you want to, we take a man aggressor when he comes to take my property, when he comes to set fire in my house, and he comes to kidnap my wife, then I must defend.
Yeah, well, you haven't explained or you haven't understood what I'm asking. If you are eating, sleeping, you allow sex within a marriage,
yeah.
And you'll defend yourself if I come to kill you,
yeah.
What are you doing different than whatever? That
you have not still marked, you are so dull-headed. We are doing everything for God. But you are doing everything for dog. That is the difference.
How? Explain why people are doing it for dog.
We can see so many people that become servant of dog. Takes the dog in the street, the dogs pass urine, he stands, wait. You see? You have not seen this. The same care we are taking for God, that is the difference.
Yeah.
What care you are taking for the dog, the same care we are taking for God, that is the difference.
If I wanted to join your group, do I have to give up everything?
No. Why? The eating, sleeping?
No. Do I have to give up material things, like my job?
What material things we have given up? We are using this tape recorder.
Then what about my job? Would I have to give up my job?
Yes, that you can give up. We can provide you. You can give up this dog and join with us,
yeah.
And we shall give you shelter, food and everything. That much we can guarantee.
Do they have to give up? Do your followers have to give up?
No.
Working?
No. Mm-hmm. You do not give up. Suppose you are a journalist, you report God's activities, then you are a devotee.
Yeah.
That is your liberty.
Yeah.
You are giving ordinary reports, but if you give daily a report what God's activities are, then you are devotee. The same business. This is our moment. That you have to do everything as you are doing, but do it for God. That's all. If you want to report God's activities, we can give you daily big columns of activities.
The arrival of 50 saffron-robed, shaven-headed people in this little village must have excited the people who live here. Have you had any contact with the villagers here?
Well, anything new, it becomes a little agitating.
Yeah. Have you had any trouble with the villagers here?
No.
No complaints about your banging cymbals?
No, complaint. They have got a teeny house somewhere in the corner. We are chanting, dancing in a big house, so they cannot hear you.
They can't hear you.
So how they complain? They have no opportunity.
Yeah.
Because they are in the corner of the village.
Yeah.
And we are living in a 70-acre of land. So
how 70 acres, 17 acres.
17 acres, yeah. So how these poor people can hear about it?
Where do you where are you normally based in India? Calcutta?
Again you are coming to the common question. You began philosophy. And I must be living somewhere, Calcutta or hell, that doesn't matter. You are concerned what I am doing now.
Yeah.
What you will know? What you will gain if I lived in Calcutta or in heaven or hell? You should know what I am doing, that's all. You should know our philosophy.
How do you recruit your members then?
Yes. If you come, you will be member.
Yeah, but not everybody's going to come out to...
Just like George has become member.
Yes, but
so
he went to India.
So if you come also, you will become member.
But, I mean, how do people get to know about, apart from seeing your people in...
My people go there. If you don't come, my people go. That's like he has written your letter.
But do you knock on doors and that sort of thing, or do you just parade round the streets, your members?
No, if I am called, I can go anywhere. I go to deliver lectures in meetings, if I am invited. Otherwise, my students do this business.
Yeah. You're going to France to lecture, aren't you, next week? Or tomorrow,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But who are you going to lecture to there?
That they have arranged. I can go and see.
They have arranged in Paris. When he goes, he'll know.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know at the moment who you're going to lecture to?
No.
No. Do you speak French?
No.
No. I see.
So you try to understand our philosophy and write in papers. That will be a great service for you. Give me a chair.
No. That's all right. These people that have come to see you, like Graham Hill and Sir Alastair Hardy, have they joined your movement, or was it just a philosophical discussion that you had with them?
Unless they like it, they just very that you are a reporter, you report about God activities,
yeah.
Then you are giving service to God. That's all.
But how are you initiated?
That is official function, rituals.
It's like a baptism, is it?
Yes, like that.
And that takes place in your temple?
Yeah.
So George has not been initiated, in fact. He's just a follower, but not a member.
He's a good follower.
Yeah.
Practical. Simple by saving here, that is not very important thing. But if it does actually some help, that is more than a devotee.
What's the purpose of shaving your head?
Purpose is to live very simple life, that's all. Clean. If you shave your hair, you remain clean. You don't require shampoo and soap and so many other things to keep the hairs in order. That is also economic profit. You save so much money. We have seen in the Western countries, in the bathroom, there are so many bottles, even in airplane. We don't require all these bottles to save the money. We simply wash with water, that's all. At most, little oil, that's all.
Is there a symbol, the fact that you don't completely shave, that you have a small hairpiece left?
By shaving, you keep your brain cooler.
By shaving you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Here is the questions and answers. He is a research worker on religious experience. Therefore, we had many talks with him. really very important men of the society to understand this science of this particular. Our main business is, we are also thinking deeply how the human being, human society will be happy, that's all. As all the politicians or philosophers, scientists, they are thinking for the major benefit of the human society, we are also thinking. But we are thinking in terms of God consciousness, that is the difference.
Was this?
He says, "I too hope we may meet again and have a further discussion on this vital issue."
These are questions that you put to him personally,
yes,
were
yes.
they at a meeting with him?
Yes.
Did you go to Oxford or did he come here?
He came here.
Yeah, I see.
You have not read this portion?
Yes, I've read that.
I too hope we may meet again and have a further discussion on this matter. So he has taken this moment seriously, that there is something to learn.
Yeah. And so you wish to influence the thinking?
Not
leaders.
Thinking, practically, just like these four principles. No illicit sex.
Yeah.
No intoxication.
No?
No intoxication.
Yeah.
No gambling. And no meat eating or fish eating. So we want to introduce these four principles in the society. Because at the present moment, the society is maintaining for killing poor animals, big, big slaughterhouse. We can do it without. I have seen, yes, Western gentlemen, they eat meat, a little small slice. But if they can give up that small slice, then we can save so many poor animals' lives.
Yeah.
But they will not do that. Although Christianity says, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
But they are very expert in killing.
Yeah.
Why? Why the unnecessarily poor animals should be killed? And you are responsible for the sinful activities. We are now killing innocent animals, small scale. And if there is one war, then the human being will be killed in a mass scale. This is the reaction. But they do not think of these things. They think we are free to kill the animals. But he does not know. The nature will take revenge.
This, talking about animals, this letter here says that you've got cows and they're even at home in the hallways. And it says at home in the rose beds and in the hallways. Do you have cows inside the house?
Yes. Not for killing.
No, but you allow your cows to come through the house, do you?
No, we take milk.
Yeah, but do they come inside the house, downstairs?
Downstairs? I don't think any cow comes.
But what does that mean then, at home in the rose beds and in the hallways?
Well, we have another house for the cows. We have a place for the cows.
Yeah, it's a cow shed.
Oh, I guess
they only come in once or twice unexpectedly.
But sometimes they may walk in.
Yeah.
Because we are very friendly with the animals, we don't...
So you wouldn't mind if a cow suddenly walked in?
Well, we keep them in their place, but sometimes...
Yeah.
And
I'm just
don't keep them for killing. That is not all.
Yeah. Real point is that we don't kill any animals for eating. The cow is here for milk.
And you work in the fields and gardens, you're growing food, are you?
Yeah.
In the 17 acres, you're growing food. tropical greenhouses also. You use those for growing?
They produce our vegetables.
Tomatoes.
What's that I hear?
Fruits, flowers, vegetables.
What's that I hear?
We're working on the temple room.
Why do we have to see you if we want to interview? Why do we have to see you in the morning or after four? What happens between times?
What is that?
He wants to know why interview time is set for 4 o'clock, after four. Because
so you aren't interviewed, should go on 24 hours.
Yeah, I see. You need a rest, yeah?
So we have got our scheduled time. We generally take our meals by 2 o'clock.
Do you take them communally? Do you all sit down together and eat?
No.
No? Not like a monastery then?
No, not
necessarily. You're married. People live here in another part of the house, do they?
Yes.
Yeah. With their children? Do you have children here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What do they
get? We are going to open a children's school. We have got already one children's school in Dallas, America.
Yeah, but what happens? Have you got children here of school age? You know,
no.
10, 11, 12?
No, just one boy, he's 5.
Oh, he's 5. Well, where is he going to go to school if you don't have your school here?
Well, we have one.
Oh, you're going to open a school here? Yeah, I see.
We have our teachers.
Yeah. Will they come from India or would they be people you've trained here?
No, local men.
Yeah, I see.
Why Indian? We have no such distinction.
Have you been in England during the winter at all, ever?
Oh, yes.
And doesn't that...
Very bad experience.
Yes, but... what?
Everything becomes solidified.
Yeah.
I went to Regent Park and with my stick and the fountain, tongue.
So how, you know, and yet you're going to live here. I mean, you're an old man to be coming to a cold climate like this, aren't you?
No, we have no objection, but because we come from India, this winter is little troublesome for us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have, in winter, I have gone to Germany also. In Russia, it was not winter, it was June. So we are prepared to go anywhere, it doesn't matter. In Boston, I was there, it was regular snowfall. Regular snowfall, storm, snowfall. Still I was going on morning walk on the snow.
How do you, if you travel all over the world like that, who pays for your traveling? How do you find the money for that?
There are many persons. This might be happens, they pay me.
I see that you're registered as a charity, it says here, charity number 259649.
Yes, we accept charity.
Yeah.
We are allowed. The other day, where is that letter? The one gentleman has sent $100.
Said, thank you very much.
Yeah, that you are preaching God.
You have given us knowledge of God. Yeah. Please accept my.
In this we are getting charity. There are many nice men in the world.
Yeah.
They appreciate very much. That in this godless society, we are the only person. Our only business is to preach God consciousness. We are simple. We are practically the only society who is insisting, don't take intoxication. Don't have illicit sex. Don't eat meat. Don't take part in gambling. Whereas we are the only society.
You're the only religious society to do that, even religious society?
No, apart from religious and political, we are advocating these four principles to accept. For us, we are the only society who is doing that.
Yeah.
We consider these are the four pillars of sinful life. So if you remain sinful, you cannot become happy. That is nature's way. Why should we kill animals if we have got sufficient food otherwise? We can prepare many thousands of nice preparation from milk. After all, meat eating means eating the flesh and blood of cow. But if you take the milk, and if you can prepare from milk, you'll get the same benefit, material benefit, from casein, from milk preparation, from condensed milk, so many things, from ghee. That is more sensible. The milk is also blood, another transformation. So why you should slaughter and take blood directly? Why not take indirectly by nature? So you take the same benefit, and the poor animal is not killed. And I am surprised, I have not any satisfactory answer. Whenever I ask any gentleman that if the Christian principle is first thou shalt not kill.
Do you regard yourself as human?
What do you think?
Well, your followers seem to regard you as being superhuman.
Yes. Superhuman means I'm not acting as ordinary human being.
That's right. Do you regard yourself?
Yes, you can regard also. Because we are engaged simply on God's business.
Yeah. But you personally, you?
Yeah.
Do you regard?
Yes, I'm personally engaged. What is my business? My business is that you stop your sinful life, try to understand God. If you take it is superhuman, it is superhuman. But my business is nothing to show you anything miracle. I talk only that you do not indulge in these four principles of sinful life and try to understand God. You can do also. Is it a very difficult task?
But your followers seem to regard you as being some sort of holy man.
Because I am holy.
Yeah.
Because I am not committing any sinful life.
Yeah.
And I am preaching of God. That is, I am holy. So everyone, my disciples, they are also holy. But they are following me, they are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you become holy.
Are you married?
Yes.
Have you got children?
Yes.
Where are they? Are they in India?
They are in India, Calcutta.
Yeah. You've got just one wife, have you?
Yes.
Only one wife. How many children have you got?
I've got two sons and two daughters.
Are they members of your sect? Have they been initiated into your...
Yes, but because I am a sannyasi, I cannot live with them.
Because you're a...
Sannyasi. Sannyasi means renounce family connection.
You renounce family connections?
Yes. That is sannyasi. We have got four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyasi. First of all, a man is trained how to become brahmachari.
Yeah.
Celibate life.
Yeah.
Then he is allowed to marry. Then after some days he gives up the connection of family and travels in holy pilgrimages.
In holy?
Holy places.
Pilgrimages. Yeah.
And then he takes sannyas, renounce. This is our Vedic principle. So at the end of life, suppose you live for 100 years. Nobody is living for 100 years. Anyway, the injunction is, when one is 50 years old, he should give up family connection and simply live for God's sake, for God's business. This is very serious.
How long have you been a member of the Society for Krishna Consciousness then?
It started by me.
Started by you?
Yeah.
How long ago?
In 1966.
66. But how long have you been
devotee of Krishna?
Krishna, yes, the devotee of Krishna.
But that is lifelong, from my birth.
From your birth, yeah. Yeah.
Because my father was also devotee. He trained me.
Yeah. Started in 1966.
Our whole family is devotee of Krishna.
In New York.
In New York. Yeah.
But this movement was started by me in New York, 1966.
Apart from George Harrison, have you ever met any of the other three Beatles?
Yeah.
Paul, George, John?
I do not met Samson, I met Ringo.
Ringo.
John.
Yes. Oh, I was guest in John's house. Yes. I was guest. John also met me.
Yeah.
He made me guest in his house in 1968.
68, yeah.
What is that?
Tittenhurst.
Yeah.
Park.
And what about Ringo?
I met there for 1 month.
Ringo and Paul.
Shamsundar, he is always associated with these people.
Well, who is Shamsundar? Who is he?
He's my secretary.
He's a secretary, Prabhupada's secretary.
He's not here today.
He's in London. He's come at 7.
Yeah. Have you talked to other members of the British press at all?
This week?
We're the first, are we? Somebody said there was another.
Yes, we've sent to everyone.
Yeah, but somebody said something arrived here this afternoon from another paper, is that right?
I think they're probably talking.
No, not this time, another paper.
What paper was that?
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail. Yeah. When are they coming back?
This evening.
Oh, I see.
After 4, people come here up to 9.
4 people coming tonight?
No,
people, guests, they come
to
see me.
Oh, I see.
From 4 to 9.
Do you play that? Do you play that?
Sometimes, yes.
What is it?
This is harmonium.
Harmonium, is it? Do you just travel with, just lightly, do you? You just travel as you stand up, do you? When you travel abroad?
Yeah.
You don't take anything with you, apart from books or something?
Books are there in every center.
Oh, they're there already. Okay. So you just go like that, do you?
Yeah. You have seen all our books?
Well, I've seen some of the books, but I'd like to see some of the house. This looks like the only part of the house that's furnished. Is it?
Give
him something poor.
I have travelled to India and such places.
Oh. Give him little fruit. That is poor.
Yeah, it is rich, isn't it? Well, we're going to see around the house.
Yes, is it?
I want to take a picture of the house actually from outside.
Yes, you can do that.
This is presumably at the end of the garden.
Yes, this is the best place
to the general view.
Also very sunny.
Thank you.
Turn our philosophy and ventilate. It is good for human beings.
It's not possible to get the guru out into the garden, is it at all?
Oh yes, it's yes.
Is that possible so I can have him in the sunshine?
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
Well,